This is a message of hope. This is a proclamation of peace. This is an amazing account of an indescribable love. This is a revelation of God's glory.
There's a song in the air, and the theme of that song is as old as eternity itself, echoing through time and resounding through the corridors of history. It's a masterpiece of divine artistry.
Listen.
And listen.
Oh,
There will be no end. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called
Wonderful Counselor.
Before anything that was created, before the first galaxy illuminated the sky, before the first ocean wave crashed on the shore, before the first mountain peak rose majestically over the plains of the earth, yes, before anything existed, there was God.
He created everything that is, all that we see, and even what we don't see. And right alongside God, in the very beginning, was the Word. The Word was life, and the Word was light. But more than that, the Word was God Himself. God was the Word.
And in one unthinkable, unimaginable gesture, the Word took on a flesh and blood reality. The Word became a child. One of us, for all of us.
Christ child, pure and undefiled, to a world filled with shame, gently sorrows yet a thousandfold be
from the endless realms of heaven's throne to the desolate poverty of earth's humble beginnings, Jesus, the Word made flesh, the light of the world, the King of the ages, entered both time and space, both of which he was master over. Come, let us adore him.
Thank you.
As the events surrounding the incarnation of Christ began to unfold on earth, heaven itself began its proper response. What began in obscurity would now be proclaimed in cosmic extravagance. First announcement was soon to be made, beginning with the security and the solemnness of that Judean hillside. Then, hundreds of miles away, courtesy of a mysterious star.
And it all began with an acclamation, an outburst of praise to the Almighty. Glory to God in the highest.
We often look at ourselves and want to be something else, something better, something greater, something more. But Jesus, the creator and owner of everything, chose to become nothing. Emptied of his glory, pitiful by the world's standards, he willingly chose a drastic step for a drastic need.
Light for our sin-tainted existence. Peace for our self-centered warring. Love for our blinding hatred.
And the Word, God's full expression of himself, became flesh.
light looked down and beheld darkness.
He looked down and beheld war.
Love looked down and beheld hatred.
Where will I go, said light?
There will I go, said peace.
There will I go.
There will I go.
Judea, in the days of Herod the king, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar. Guiding the wise men on their way.
beautiful star of hope and rest for the redeemed, the good, the blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won. For Jesus is now that star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Oh, give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star.
Star of hope and light, guiding the pilgrim through the night, over the mountain till the break of dawn, and unto the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Beautiful star of
Bethlehem,
shine upon us until the glory dawns. Oh, give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
Jesus, there is no other. There have been imposters, imitators, charlatans, and fakers, those claiming to possess, to know the secret for access to the divine, or claiming divinity itself. But Jesus, there is no other.
The only Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, the Word made flesh.
The King who became a servant, the Creator who became the created, the immortal in human form.
Jesus, there is no other.
He is the essence of majesty, the very source of beauty, unrivaled in power and unparalleled in authority.
An undeniable sustainer and an unimaginable Savior.
Jesus, there is no other.
Through him, God is visible and sin is forgivable. Suffering becomes endurable and heaven becomes attainable.
He is security in a broken world. victory for a defeated race. He's purity for our impoverished past, and he's glory for our promised future.
Jesus, there is no other.
Only Jesus is light for our darkness, liberty for our shackles, health, comfort, redemption, and reconciliation.
Alpha and Omega, beginning and end.
Author of salvation, the Almighty, the Amen.
Our righteousness and salvation, the desire of all nations.
Our faith foundation, the sacrifice lamb, the chief cornerstone, the great I Am.
The Lion of Judah, the scepter of Israel.
Son of righteousness, Prince of Peace, Anointed One, Christ the Messiah.
He that was and is to come, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Jesus, there is no other.
Amen. Thank you so much. You can go ahead and stand up just a minute. We're just about ready to be dismissed. And I do thank you for being here and being such a wonderful audience. And I want to leave you with a couple of thoughts. You know, people around you will put up trees, but they don't know the truth. They'll hang out lights, but they walk in darkness. So as you leave this place today, be the truth and the light to those around you. The old spiritual says, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Let's sing that together as we're dismissed.